Hello, welcome to the DiMartini Show. This is the podcast for people who love personal development and who have a spiritual and growth mindset as well as an interest in metaphysics. If constant progress is one of the most important measures of your life, and if you love to learn and grow and doing something that makes a difference is what drives you, then you've tuned into the perfect podcast with Dr. John DiMartini. He's a human behavior expert with over 47 years of research into human behavior and performance, and you'll be able to apply the information that you learn in these episodes to gain a significant advantage in all the areas of your life. Each week on this show, we address a new topic relating to human behavior, and in this episode, which is the final chapter of a three-part series, we wrap up our investigation on what it takes to achieve true goals. Before we get started, if you're new to the show, make sure that you click the subscribe button now, because that way we'll be able to notify you each time we load new episodes. And if after listening to this episode, you love what you've learned, then we ask you, please rate the podcast and leave us a review. Also, we'd love you to help us help other people by sharing this podcast with the people in your network who you know would absolutely love to have the opportunity to learn this content too. At the start of the year, it's the perfect time to stop and reflect on the year you had prior. The goals that you achieved, the ones that you didn't, and what you can do going forward to ensure that you're able to set and achieve even bigger goals in this new year. In part three of this three-part series, Dr. DiMartini will be answering the questions that have been submitted. Get ready to expand your mind with this week's episode, part three of Achieving True Goals. Enjoy.
Best teacher's exemplification, I would plan. I'd come to master planning, or I'd start planning out your life. And your teenager will watch that. You know, if I do my plans, my life demonstrates it. When they see you getting results and going, what the hell you're doing to get the results, they're going to be more likely to do it. As Einstein said, greatest teacher is exemplification. If you go out and exemplify, you're going to get the most done. Whatever you're doing, if you're in a job that you're got your primary source of income and you have another career that you're attempting to get launched, my advice. Some people, if you have some liquid capital and you got enough reserve to go and start the business, then maybe that's one path. You just go out and do it. But if you don't, my advice is to do a number of things. One, take a list of everything that you're doing right now in your business, current business, make a list of them, and then ask, how is doing this right now helping me in my future career? And once you answer that, and don't answer one answer, answer 10 to 20 or more answers per job responsibility. How's it helped me get there? If you can see that what you're doing is on the way, not in the way, your energy will go into that more effectively. You'll be more likely to move closer to this objective. And then what you want to do is you want to master plan out the new objective so you know what you're going to do and make sure it serves somebody and earns the income. A lot of people go out of fantasy, don't think of a way it's going to serve people that's not marketed properly. You know, I had a lovely gentleman last night, a really lovely gentleman that I met with in Sydney, who is a very bright gentleman, and he wanted to go out and be involved in teaching, but he didn't package what he had as sufficient as he could. I mean, without a doubt, just talking to him, he was extremely bright. You could see he was dedicated to learning. He had great knowledge. There's no doubt in my mind he could help people, but he hadn't packaged it in a way that met the needs of people. And so he ended up going back to his comfort zone because it was making money. And he about gave up on his goal because he didn't plan it. That's why planning is so important. But if he planned it out and thought through, and I gave him five or six questions in a few minutes that we chatted, that'd help him start to think a little differently. And he goes, I know what to do. He saw it. And you could see him getting this vision back because he didn't plan. And so his vision was sitting there. It was a great possible vision. He didn't plan it out. He didn't break it down to small bites. And he didn't meet the needs of people the way he packaged it. And therefore, he was stuck. So if you're doing something, I assure you it's on the way. It's not in the way. But you need to plan out what you're doing and make sure it's clear. And then link what you're doing now to get you there. And once this new thing is making you the money, or equal money or more money, you'll let go of the other one and say thank you. If you have a goal, if I have a goal to earn a certain amount of money this year, and let's say it's $500,000, something like that, $1 million, or even $100,000 or $50,000, doesn't matter how much, if I don't see that at the beginning of the month, at the end of the month, that I'm $4,000 to $5,000 of income, then I'm my metrics are showing that I'm not on track yet. If I show that that I had three, and then the next month I see four, and the next month I see five, the next month I see six, at the end of the year, I'm on track. So evidence is basically metricing what you're doing and making sure you're setting out and getting what you set out to do. If I set out to reach so many people on webinars and podcasts and live TV and radio and all those things, if I don't see any evidence and I'm not metricing those, I'm not going to know what I'm doing. So that's what evidence is. So you're basically measuring what you're getting done. Anytime you have negative self-talk, I guarantee you the thing you're pursuing isn't your highest value. It's a fantasy. Negative self-talk is a feedback to you to let you know you're pursuing something that's not really important. Guarantee it. You're trying to be somebody you're not. You know, I had a lady that was having negative self-talk. She says, you know, I keep sabotaging my business. I keep sabotaging my business. Her highest value was raising family. Her highest value was her children. And her children were at still a young age. And she had this fantasy that she was going to start this business, online business, and do this website and do this stuff. And no matter what, her children were taking up all the time and things were coming up and she'd have to go and take care of her children and everything else. I said, ma'am, your highest value is your children. You're dedicated to being a mom at this stage. And you're fantasizing about doing a business, but there's no evidence of that being accomplished. You're this is not real. So either we need to go and find out how the business is going to help you with your children and link it to the children. And how is the spending time with the children going to help your business and make those link? Because anytime two values are close together, they enhance each other. Or shift values and stack up enough benefits of how stacking up the benefits of building a business right now is so high that it takes precedence over your children. Or not over them, but maybe alongside them. But if not, you're not going to do it. And she was beating herself up and wondering why she was sabotaging and not doing it, because it really wasn't highest. It was a fantasy. It's like people saying, I want to be financially independent. 1% make it. 99% don't. But 100% put their hands up when I say how many want to be financially independent. Most people don't know what their values are. That's why I want you to go online and do the value determination process on the website. Get clear about that. Don't waste your time on goals that aren't aligned with your values. So I'm going to confront passion. Passion, go look up right now, whoever's online right now, go up to your little cell phone, go look up the word passion, look up etymology, E-T-Y-M-O-L-O-G-Y, passion-etymology, and look up what the definition means, and it'll blow your mind. Most personal development junkies, gurus out there are talking about find your passion, get passionate, get your passion, da, da, da. I'm the only one that's probably going to tell you it's not about passion. Passion means to suffer. And compassion means to suffer with somebody by its etymology. So if you want to go suffering, go get passionate. Animals have passion. The animal passions are greed, lust, sloth, immediate gratification, you know, addiction. These are the passions. An inspired mission is different than a passion. I'm going to teach you in all my programs, I'm about inspired missions, not passions. If you want to go and do passions with other people, that's fine. But passions are transient. They're impulse-based. They're instinct-avoiding. They're basically transient. They go up, you get a high, you go down. Passions are what usually cause people to lose money in the stock market. They're emotional exuberances. So I know you hear something different than that, but I'm going to lay it straight. Go look it up. Read. Do your homework. Quit just following somebody's statement without thinking it through and learning. And realize that an inspired mission is different than a passion. And a passion is not where it's at. I'm not passionate. I'm an inspired man on a mission. That's a different energy. That's something that you'll endure pain and pleasure in. A passion is avoiding pain, seeking pleasure, and setting up a manic episode and a fantasy episode and rising up with a fantasy and then crashing because you're unprepared and you're basically not preparing things in advance. So I'm not promoting a passion in my seminars. I personally define it and let them understand the distinctions. So if you want an inspired life, you're not going to do it pursuing temporary emotional passions. You're going to do it by being inspired by something that's a spontaneous calling from within by living congruently with your highest values and setting real goals in real time with real strategies that have real meaning. If you do, you're going to have an inspired life. And people are going to go, oh, wow, you're inspired. It's inspiring being around you. So I blew that one for you. You have a value on something else, relationships, family, serving people, social causes, or whatever. If you don't have a value on wealth building, not going to happen. I might as well just hit you with reality. My experience, the people that are wealthy and have financial independence have it in the top three or four values. It's not there. Up until 28, I didn't have a value on wealth building. I had a value on saving money to buy things, buy clothes, buy a car, buy this, buy a trip, buy equipment. I didn't have any value on wealth building until age 28. In 28, I got a wake-up call. I got 10 questions that woke me up about what's really meaningful, which is some of the same 10 questions I do in master planning about finances. That shifted me and made value of wealth building go up on my values. So if you want to go and do that, you want to go and I have the 6 steps to wealth, or come to master planning itself and I'll make you do it. You're going to actually do the exercise in master planning to raise it up and learn how to raise things up on your values. Because money circulates through the economy from those who value it least to those who value it most. If you don't have a value on wealth building, it isn't going to happen. If you have a higher value on buying groceries and buying trips and going to the cinema and buying shoes and clothes and buying seminars and buying this and buying that or whatever it is, whatever is highest on your value, if it's not linked to wealth building is not going to happen. And you're going to keep spending money on that. I had a lady that was in Dallas. And she could not get ahead financially, no matter what she did. She was attending seminars, but I explained to her, unless you have a value on wealth building, it's not going to happen. Well, I do a lot of stuff. I go work really hard, but always something comes up. And I said, well, those things that keep coming up that it's blow your money are things higher on your value than saving. When you really have a value on saving and investing money, you don't let secondary things interfere with it. And so we had to shift her values. We did it in master planning. We also did a breakthrough. And in the process of doing it, she finally got somewhere. Now, she wasn't saving a lot when she started, but it's not how much, it's the habit of doing it. And she increased it as I instructed. In master planning, you actually map out what you're going to save, how you're going to save it, what you're going to do, what your strategies on doing it. So you break away the fantasies and you get somewhere. And the people that I know, I was doing the master planning in Sydney, Australia 3 years ago. Yeah, 3 years ago. Pardon me, it'll be 4 years now coming this February. And I asked the group, there was about 120 people attending, and I asked, how many of you right now have started your financial plan from either master planning or from the prophecy program thing? I was blown away. I was expecting about 40% or something like that. 87% of the people had initiated, partly from master planning that they'd previously done, or prophecy program. Unbelievable. I was blown away. 87% were on track with a consistent increasing of savings and investments. So it can be done, but you just have to have a value. You have to shift the values to get there. Well, in actuality, nothing is missing. And I explained that in the breakthrough experience. Nothing's missing. But to say that you're not here to grow is ludicrous. In fact, I had this guru that I confronted on that one time. He's an Indian guru, and he says, I don't pursue anything. Everything is abandoned, everything else. And I said, well, yeah, but you just got through telling me you need to go to the bathroom. He says, where's the bathroom? I said, well, that's a goal, because you now have a body need to go to the bathroom. And he says, you also want some food. That's a goal. So you have a goal. Everybody has a goal. You would prefer to have more knowledge. The guru is studying every day. You could prefer to study and meditate and learn. I said, so you have no more goals to meditate? No, I have goals to meditate. You have no more goals to learn more knowledge and become more enlightened? He goes, oh, yes. I said, well, don't lie to yourself that you have no goals. You're not going to sit there and be goalless. As long as you're green, you're growing. As soon as you're ripe and you rot, if you think you're done and you know everything, I mean, think about that. I've never met any human being that isn't designed to expand their awareness and their influence in life on a daily basis. I mean, that's insane. They want to expand. They want to open up. Now, you can do that by perception, decision, or action. You can expand your perceptions and realize you already have things you didn't know you had. You can, but that's still a goal to become aware, a goal to influence, a goal to be more present. I mean, you're going to, the second you're present, you're going to get distracted by events because you're going to go pee, or you're going to go and have to talk to somebody, or you're going to have to go eat. And then you're going to be out of present sometimes, and you're going to have a goal to be present again. So I think you've got to get real about what spirituality is. I never like to put spirituality in a box. I think spirituality is everything. Everything that a person does is part of spirituality, as far as I'm concerned, even goals. I assure you, you have a high value. It's just you haven't taken the time to identify which it is. And that's why I say go on the line and do the value determination process, or come to the master planning and let's go through it methodically together. And because there's no such thing as a person that doesn't have a highest value. I've been doing this a long time, 40 years on goals and values easily. And I assure you that everybody has it. So you have it. You have goals and you have things that are high in value. I'm not a big guy on going, oh my God, I'm a success. I don't think of myself as a success. I think of myself as a man on a mission, inspired mission. But I don't sit there and go, oh my God, I accomplished this. And I go, whoo, whoo. And I go, I go and rah, rah. I'm not a rah, rah guy. I'm grateful for the goal. I document. I have the largest collection of gratitudes of anybody I've ever met. I document it every single day. I've actually typed in that I had the opportunity to do this presentation tonight. I just typed it in before I started it. The opportunity to do that, to reach thousands of people, that's already on my goal, my gratitude list. I'm a firm believer in doing a gratitude list, document it, but sitting there and going, wow, 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 and hi, 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 and oh man, and celebrate and go have a drink and stuff like that, to me is unnecessary. I'm not interested in that. I am grateful for the opportunity to do it, and I get on to the next one because it's inspiring to achieve. Now, every weekend in the breakthrough experience, when I do the breakthrough experience, I watch people's lives change. I watch hearts open. And I watch people break through stuff, and I get letters from people. And documenting that and putting on my gratitude journal every day, that's a metric. That's an inspiration, and that's a celebration with a tear in the eye for a moment. But then I go out and it inspires me to go do more work. First, identify what the value is. Then ask yourself, okay, what is it I absolutely love to do? And how do I get handsomely paid to do it? And how do I structure it? I've in master planning, in one master planning, we started 13 companies. And it started from just that. We looked at what the values are, started from there and worked out and looked at what they love doing and what they spontaneously do. And I just had one of those this weekend at the Breakthrough Experience in Melbourne. Exactly that happened. She goes, oh, this is what I love doing. This is my value system, but how could I ever make a living doing that? In 5 minutes of a conversation, she saw it. And she just sat there and she got tears in her eyes. She gave me a big hug and she goes, I can't believe I've never seen this. This is so obvious. I know I can do this. We just sat down and we did a little bitty master plan kind of thing. And boom, she got it. And then she saw how she could go and make more money than she's making right now doing what she's doing. When you're doing something, you're inspired by it, and you package it in a way that serves people. There's no lack of income. And I'm a firm believer in that. I love helping people do that. One of my favorite parts of master planning is sitting up in the front, and while they're all working and planning out their lives and doing that, I interject every once in a while gems and insights. But I'm up in the front, and the people are coming up, and we're working individually, like a private consulting. I normally charge like $3,000 an hour for this, but during master planning, they come up and they get 3 days of master planning private consulting. And we're going through and we're solving what they see as obstacles, and we're getting them clear on their plan, and they're helping them see how they can do it. And then amazing stuff gets done, and they go back and then they have an inspiration, and they're just typing. And when the class is over, they're still typing because they see how they can do it. And it's quite inspiring. Well, when you're hiring somebody, you want somebody that's inspired by the job that you're going to delegate. So be clear about the job description. And then you want to have the best you can find for that person. You want to be able to hire somebody that's greater at knowledge about it than you are, so you can release it. And they're engaged in it, inspired, and it's highest on their values. And they can see how that job duty is going to help them get what they want. So you can release it and not have to micromanage it and push them uphill and get on with doing what you love doing. But if you're not ready to hire that, do it in increments. If you think, if you believe that the advantage of going and hiring that right now, now will catalyze your company to go forward, take the risk. The worst thing can happen is at the end of a month or two or three months, the amount you paid to get that done, if it doesn't come out the way you want it, you can refine it. You know, it's be organic, but that's where foreplanning is. If you're going out and you're actually doing the foreplan, you can actually see whether that's probably going to make the money or not. And if not, don't hire them. If you can't see how it is, if you can't give them the action steps that you feel with certainty to generate more income than the cost, then you haven't done your plan properly yet. Yeah, but the thing is if you're getting a value out of Facebook because your highest value is socializing, and then you say, well, I'm arbitrarily going to now just go read a book. If that's not your highest value, it's just going to, you're going to go back to Facebook. You need to truly set a goal and know what's really valuable to you. Now, I don't do a lot of, social media every single day. I got an intense schedule. I got an agenda every single day. It keeps me busy every day. And so I do what is the highest priority things for me today. If social media is providing you more advantages than disadvantages, you're going to continue to do that. If reading a book is giving you more advantage than disadvantage, you'll do that. But if you don't see how the book's going to give you that result, you're not going to do it. You're going to go back to social media. Be honest with yourself when you're setting goals. Don't just arbitrarily pick one and, oh, I need to be doing this. I should be doing this. I ought to be doing this. Because those aren't your goals. Look at what your life demonstrates. Anytime you want to raise a goal upon your value list or a value on your value list, stack up the benefits. Because when the why is big enough, the hows take care of themselves. Write enough reasons why reading the book is going to help you in social media. Write enough reasons why the reading of the book is going to help you in the areas that you know are important. But first do your values to find out what's important and then link reading to that. I have no problem reading. I love reading. Every minute I get extra, I'm into reading a book.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you'd love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please click the subscribe button so that you're notified when we add the next episode. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini and his work, then please log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of our DeMartini team. We'd really love to get to know you and to understand what you're wanting to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. We'd also love to invite you to join us in the DeMartini Stay Inspired Facebook group, which you can access by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. Our goal in the community is to help you to clarify your vision, stay focused and inspired, and take the appropriate actions to empower all seven areas of your life. So join us by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused, stay inspired. Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life-transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now, let's continue with this episode.